It's business time. It's business. It's business time.
I don't know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say it's time for business. It's business time.
Ooh, it's business.
All right, 6:46 now. And time now for a look behind the scenes and how businesses actually get run. Hopefully you learned something from this as well, Justin.
Yes, indeed. This segment sponsored by Signature Bank is where we talk to business leaders, CEOs, and managers about their experiences so we can better understand ours. We have a big timer in the studio today. Gabrielle Martinez is the owner and co-founder of Agency EA, which is a brand agency here in Chicago. But you've been on so many different lists, whether it be Forbes or 40 Under 40 at Crain's.
Look at you.
A lot of great press on the work that you're doing, not just here, but just in your life. So, Gabrielle, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Justin.
So, all right, let's get right into it. Brand agencies, that can mean a lot of different things. And when you go through your website, there's a little bit of like a head scratch, like what you actually do. What is the...
The website's fabulous, by the way.
It's a great website.
I was rolling over every employee. I'm like, I don't even know what they're doing here.
You definitely
want to say, though, with what you do, if you had a sucky website, that would be a problem. So
it's true.
It's good.
So what is the bulk of the business that you do at Agency EA?
Sure. So we are an experiential marketing agency, as you mentioned. And so we work with major brands to bring their messages to life. So however they want to connect with their targeted audiences and across various platforms and disciplines and just targeting in on whatever type of messaging they need
example.
To cross.
What's an example?
So say, for instance... Hilton. So Hilton is a great client of ours, and so they have 14 different brands under their umbrella. And so you can imagine they each have their own distinct personality. And then when they do their internal conferences, or if they're launching a new product, then we kind of try to dig deep and understand what they're trying to convey and what is the spirit of that brand, and then bring it to life. And it could be in a festival form, or
sure.
it could bring any type of
thematic.
Thematic, yeah. Highly thematic, yes.
Yeah. The sky's the limit in that regard. When you start thinking about brand experiences and marketing, and you're talking about events or you're talking about one big campaign, it's much different than it was 20 years ago, where these were the rules and this is what you had to do. Now with the digital experience, you can do... you're really tasking your employees and the people at Agency EA to come up with... Shoot for the moon. You could come up with anything. Like you just said, you could create a festival.
Yes.
You could create a new logo. There's so many different things that you can do.
That's right. I mean, the sky is the limit. And again, we just have to dig deep and really understand what the true goal is of our clients, starting there. And then it's threefold. I think it's equal parts strategy, creative, and then obviously execution in whatever way we bring it to life. And so again, it can take the shape and form of come to life in many different ways. And so our team has a great time just kind of trying to see, what is kind of that, it's ever evolving also, this world, because as you've seen, more and more brands are kind of moving away from the traditional spends and kind of really want to create these personalized, very authentic experiences for any type of audience.
You said it's ever-changing, and people are coming to you with the next new idea, not the thing that everyone else has already been doing. So how do you where do you go to look for those ideas, your team, on what's coming up next?
I mean, they're coming to us for those ideas, and so we always need to stay fresh. So, I think it's kind of just, I think it's part and parcel of everyone that works on our team and just being eyes wide open and kind of making sure that we're injecting that fresh, type of creative. And that, comes from, I think, outside the industry. I think it comes from just having a very, all the different types of perspectives. And that's why we are very purposeful in kind of making sure the team that we put together has a range of different perspectives to be able to make those messages all the more richer.
Hang on one second. We'll come back right after this break. But also speak to, when we come back, about people that can't figure out what their brand is. They know what they do, but they don't know how to market it. They don't know what the brand is.
That sounds great.
All right, in a moment.
This is 720 WGN Chicago.
It is the Download on Chicago Business, sponsored by Signature Bank. In studio right now, Agency EO, co-founder and owner, Gabrielle Martinez. And as we continue to talk about brands, the one thing about this industry is that it's creative. And a lot of it is based on culture. But at the same time, it's high stakes. You're talking about brands like Hilton and others who really want their brand almost handled with kid gloves. So how at the level do you promote creativity, promote a culture that's going to be forward thinking, but at the same time, you know, make sure that it's buttoned up and okay for all the big clients that you have.
Sure, absolutely. So the creativity that exists in our agency that's begins and ends with the people. And so that was something that we learned early on, and that was something that when my husband and I started the company, we knew was our best and most important differentiator. And so when I hire people to join us, it's, you know, I think first and foremost, I'm kind of looking to see, do they have, what's their passion, and are they able to, like, let it flow? You know, what makes them, what are they inspired by? What are they motivated by? And that seems to be the common denominator that's kind of brought us all together. And so with that, you can imagine it creates a really powerful synergy. And so because of that energy and because of that flow of ideas and constant creative pulsing through our office, I believe that we're able to kind of create that much better of richer and textured messages.
When you grow in the way that you've grown in the 20 years you've been doing this business, and just in the last 5 years as more and more people come in, how do you make sure that that culture remains?
So, you know, it started with some pretty simple core values that I actually live in my personal life that are the same that I operate on in our office. And I realized quickly that this was kind of like these core values that, you know, are based in integrity, purposeful design, collaboration, were kind of the values that our team could kind of, that would fortify them to be able to operate and execute in our industry. And they were also the things that were going to get us through challenging situations. And they were the kind of glue that were going to also hold us together. So once you realize that, about 3 or 4 years ago, we decided, you know, we need to make sure that our culture, now that we created, is now kind of brought forth and lived on with the actual team. And it's now in their hands to kind of shape and mold and take to the next level. So we had a longtime employee and colleague of ours that we then enacted the position of VP of culture. Okay. And his job is 24/7 to make sure that everything we're doing internally and externally, that culture is at first and foremost.
That's
because
what we
I
need.
Think that that's
VP
something.
VP of culture?
Yeah.
I thought that was Super Joe. Oh. Isn't Super Joe VP of culture? So how do you know? How do you know what your brand is?
How does a client know what their brand is?
Well, a client, let's say they don't have you yet. Somebody comes to you to hire you, or somebody maybe doesn't have the budget and they're just trying to get things started. They know what they do. They know what they sell, but they don't know how to market. What's their brand?
So then, I mean, we make it our business to kind of understand where they've come from and then where they want to go with their brand and who specifically they're talking to. Because one particular company could have four different audiences they're trying to connect with. And so it's very kind of project and case specific at times. And so we just try to dig deep to understand their values and mission and their spirit and the tone that they need to convey this message with. And then from there, we're able to kind of craft some type of campaign or content.
Funnel it down.
Yeah. Do you ever have any conflict with somebody where they think what they want their brand to be and what it should be on your end?
You know, at times, because I think sometimes people come in and there's, again, it's like a fast-paced world, so they're looking to capture a million different types of messages and flavors, and so we just try to let them see the impact of a more focused approach. So.
Last question. Any advice on how to work with your husband or wife?
So, you know what? It's day by day, and I think it's just kind of keeping things balanced and finding your own space.
Offices on other side of the company?
Yeah, between about four floors separate us.
Well, listen, it obviously works, and congratulations on all
Thank
your success.
Thank you very much.
Justin.
Gabriel Martinez is the co-founder and owner of Agency EA, which is a marketing agency right here in Chicago, coming up on 20 years in business. Thank you so much for being our guest in the Download in Chicago Business, Gabriel, and thanks for being here.
Thank you so much, Justin.